Begin the current daf, Masechtas Avin daf Tezvav. We begin Amud Beis. We begin the Tez Demaskel. We begin the words of the Gemara. Tamalema. What we learn from the pasuk is it says b'chasav la. You write it for her. Mekamalkim. Whatever the situation is, Tez has difficulty on the Bryce and Tez resolves it because the Gemara brought the Rabbi Yisrael learns out from b'chasav la that you can write on anything again. Now Tez is bothered. B'mtem and Tez has to take a second look and he says if you're going to say ve'ema, maybe say like this b'chasav la. You should write it for her. That's klal. That's just general. Whatever the writing is. Then it says safer, which is prat, specific. And that's one of the 13 hermeneutic principles, aim b'chal mashav prat. We don't have in the general category, but what is in the specific? Maybe you should say safer in only a scroll, midechini line, but nothing else. How can we say you can write on whatever it is, as long as similar to safer? That's a test for someone you can say, but nothing but the other, because then the person says, and he puts it in her hand, chazav b'chal. That goes again and says a general categorical statement, which klal, prat, or klal, yeah, it's something that's going to be similar to the part like a Gemara says. And Tesa addresses the question, although the Braisa, when it brings this, it doesn't bring it as a klal, part the klal, only brings the first klal of b'chasav la. And that's what Tesa you have to be concerned with that. Because the Haikagab and the Ikabe Kedusha Perakam, we find this elsewhere in Shas, like in Kedushan of Chafav of a base. Tony Braisa, when the Braisa says, you would only know to do the hole, making a hole in the ear of the Eber that wants to stay more than the 6 years. You would only know you could do it in all. Hasulva Siminain, how do you know you do it with other tools too? Tamalema it says in the Pasuk, well, kachta, you should take, which is called the mani kriya, anything they could take in the hand, they can make the hole in the lobe of the ear, is what you use. Now, but says Taisis, umashm bazahachi, but it sounds like later on where it says, the machal prat, machal dar, sounds like we actually don't know it just from that word. We actually know it from a klal prat, the klal. Because they come, because they say, but the sata ba'azni, you put in his ear, chazav a klal, goes back and says a klal. So you see that even though the brace only brings one of the klalim, it doesn't mean that we're only darshing from there. It's just bringing it, but really it's based on the cloud by the cloud. So over here, that's how we know to include from a custom of the Mekamokim, as long as it's similar to the Sefer, because it actually is from a cloud, Uprat or cloud. Two next days, the month says, begin the words of Gemara Masay, but just like a scroll, is Dovashim by Rechaim, somebody that's not of a living spirit. So too is what a get has to be, which just explains what this drush is, because remember, according to Yisi, you can't write a get on somebody that's a living spirit. So the fact that we compare it to a Sefer. Although he created another thing from the chasim, like I said, in the previous test, it has to be at least be similar to a sefer that is not a living spirit. Now, by the test, this is that the perek become arv. The Gemara later on, the Chabzayim Abayis brings Gabi Meiser Sheni. When it discusses the laws of the second type, it says in the Pasuk, Mabokor Betzayin, the cattle and the flock, which from there we learn out that what are you allowed to go out and purchase with the monies of Meiser Sheni that you brought up to Yerushalayim is, Nokad Tzad Shal Pri Mi Pri Begidula Karka, says, what do you learn from Bokor Betzayin? Is that whatever you're going to spend on has to be a derivative of a derivative, just like flock and cattle, and also bidul karka, also that it nourishes and it grows from the ground, which is not like we're learning over here when we're comparing to that of safer, to say it's also something that grows from the ground. So to tell you, as we pair comma the sukkah, the first pair can talk about yirav and base, kabbah chagigah, when we compare the laws of schach from that of the karmel chagigah, because it says in the pasuk chag hasukas taslach, which is the word of chagigah, we say oh knockout, we say ma chagigah, just like the karmel chagigah is dovish in mekabel tumah, something that does not receive tumah as a living creature, but you do them in the arts and grows in the ground. So too, anything that uses schach has to be that. So what Bava's thesis is that where do we find discrepancy in all these different interpretations? They're all similar types of things. They're things that grow from the ground. How come in one place is something regarding receiving tumah, regarding one that's prima pri, in our gemara it's something that's not of a living spirit? So that's the taste is hakolafi masha daim al chacham. It's whatever it appears to be the correct comparison according to the sages. Here the sages assert that the comparison is something that does not have a living spirit. That's going to be the most similar to a sefer, and more than the comparison of that that it's gedula karka, like we see in the animals considered gedula karka. And therefore, when we're coming to exclude what you cannot write on, we're excluding something that has a living spirit, and we're not excluding something that doesn't grow from the ground. The next says the master begins with the Gemara Rabbanan, Hai b'chasabla ma'abdi. According to Rabbanan, what do they do at b'chasabla? Which places explains what the Gemara's question is, because the Gemara asks, according to Rabbanan, that they say could write on even a living spirit, so what do you need b'chasabla? You don't have to come to include anything, because they're not excluding it to include. Now, that Tesis says that, what bothers Tesis is Avagab, the Itzrach Lemidrish, what do you mean? You really needed to expound for something else. It says in the Pasuk B'chasav La, you should write for her, which tells you Lishma, write it for her name. So that's what you need it for. And it says, Trey B'chasav La, it says two times you write B'chasav La. That's what the Gemara says. According to Rabbanan, what do you use B'chasav La? What? Yeah, one is for Lishma. What's the other one for? And Tayyip says, "Vahad Deshin v'Magash." And this is what the Gemara says in Gittin of Pezayin and Melech. They said, "V'Chas of La and the Right for Har." What does it mean? For Har v'Loylo l'Chaverta. You cannot divorce two women with one get. You can't write both their names on the same divorce document. So what's the Gemara's question? You see, in the V'Chas of La for that. So it says, "Hasam Darish Mila the V'Chas of the Hacha." That we learn out from the law of V'Chas of over here. We're saying, what do you need from V'Chas of La? Yeah, one place V'Chas of La is telling you to be kais of law for Lashma. But our V'chasavla, our Gemara is asking from the word V'chasav. What's that come to include regarding writing? We know everything writing. And the law of V'chasavla is what the Gemara Gittin says. That tells you they can only write for one woman and not the second woman. Therefore, again, we still have a question on Kondra Abana. What do they learn from the V'chasav of V'chasavla? Ketanik says, Matzah begins with the Gemara, B'chasiv miskeresh is loy V'chasav, that she can be divorced with writing and not with money. Trace explains how that distrust is according to Rav and not according to Abaya. The Gemara was saying, "Kodesh Rabbanu, what do we learn for Chasam Law? Is that the divorce is with writing, not with money?" So he says, "Hak Drasha Lasa El Rava." This exposition is only according to Rava, because actually, Abba Labai enough to live a parakam of the Gedushim in Svara. First parakadushim of him and Alf, he learns out that you cannot get divorced with money from logic, not from this Drasha of Chasam Law. He learned the Intanega Nasikatega, that the thing that's the defender cannot be the prosecutor. The thing that he got married with, which is money, cannot be used to divorce. Now. But still, Tzai says, "Kamakom labayim nami itchum b'chasam." It's not difficult on him then. The question about, okay, so what do you do with b'chasam la? Because he learns out from b'chasam la to tell b'chasivim eskresh of lebi chalitza, that you could be divorced only with writing, not with chalitza. Although chalitza is valid for a yavama, it's not valid for a regular wife. Now, b'hadu darsh labrish kedushin. But then this, the Gemara expounds actually in the beginning of kedushin of Gimel Beis, that the inner yitzah b'chalitza. How do we know we cannot divorce a woman with chalitza by taking off the shoe and sefer karsa from a different source, from that? It says sefer creases that you could only be carried, only sever the relationship with a sefer. Now it's chalitza, and we see that it's not from mechasam law. So then, how could Abaye know it's from mechasam law? Well, that's the same. So he drasha could be saying, "Glili." That drasha, learning out for sefer karsa, was only going according to be saying glili. Because the mashma hachal, it's obvious from our Gemara that is going to be saying glili. Who be saying glili disagrees with the rabbanon over here. Then he's addressing the menachah law. So then, why did the Gemara there say that we know it from that drasha of sefer karsa? If what do you mean? Our Gemara, the way Abai is explaining, is that we actually know it from b'chasav la to exclude chalitza. Why is the Gemara saying there? Yes, according to Bisek Lulu's version, Mesetais is a classic answer. We should have a drasha pshuta today because it's just the more simple exposition. The way Bisek Lulu says it, but really the source is not really from sefer karsa, the way the Gemara brings it over there, which is really basically, rather it's from b'chasam la, the way Abaye would explain, the way Arbana would say over here. And that says that's not difficult. B'chein derech ha-shas, that's the norm we find throughout Shas, that the Gemara will bring a drasha to explain halacha, even though that's not really the primary exposition. It's just because it's a simpler way of explaining it. Kashman b'hal chayv, like you find the Gemara b'be kamet of pesayin v'nals. The ma'isi kra, the Gemara brings the pasuk the Maria b'savia that in her youth that she belongs in her father's house. Only kabe chavala regarding the father gets her wounds. Now, Bresh Kedushim, but the Gemara Kedushim of Gimel Beis Kama, the Gemara tells us about first and done with it. So that pasuk talking regarding nullifying her vows. So it's not really referring to Chavala. But since it's just the simplest pasuk that shows that when she's young, she's in her father's house. Well, really, although that's not really the primary source, the Gemara will bring it. So do we find Bresh Perk Echadin and Mamnes? The Gemara Sanhenda of Lamadama Beis. Darish, the Reis Neguim Beyim. The Gemara expounds that you could only look at a nega to see if it's tummy or not during the daytime. Where do we know it? Uvayim Hero Isba, and the day that he sees it. The parakam of the money cut, that's like you have bayit, but it's in the money cut of chesam and alf. And yet, b'shavik drash and rava, they're leaving the expedition of rava, which is the primary one, the darish hasav, which expounds from the chesiv libalei, which says to me it seems, and not to the light, meaning at night time when you need a candle. Because again, abay is the more simple interpretation, and therefore you find that yes, although that's not the primary interpretation, but since it's a simpler one, so that's why the gemara there brings. In kedushin, that of how do you know that you could only divorce with a get, now it's chalitza from sefer karsa, which like basically, even though again according to Abaye, you really know it's from the chas of law, even though it's the primary, but the Gemara will bring the more simpler interpretation. So next says in the last Tyson begins with the words of the Gemara. Now amanash leitech lebeis avicha, as long as you don't go to your father's household. Tyson has a difficulty with the Gemara and resolves it. The Gemara says, if a man says to a woman, this is your get on the condition that you don't go to your father's household forever, it's not a get. Because that's a stipulation, it's not a total seven. About it, it is tame, it's a wonder. Do I im meisavia, because what do you mean? It's not necessarily it's forever. Because there are meisavia, if a father dies, it's not going to say anymore going to our father's household. Like we find the braisa in the Dharam and the Mevom and Alf. If someone says, I'm making a neder that I'm not going to go to your house, or I'm going to go to your field, if he dies or he sells to someone else, miyad mut is immediately permitted, because it's not that person's anymore. So you're also, once the father dies, she's allowed to go there. So it is considered a set time, and it's not forever. So it should be like when it's for 30 days, and why is it not a get? And that's the place, no, actually, what you can say, the base of Kurim Kol Yitzchak HaLotzim, the father's household is considered all his descendants. Like it says by Tamim, Breish Lamaches, Yehuda told us, Shavi Almana Beis Avicha, go to your father's house in your for your widowhood. Avagab Dekroy Mukhi Shekvam Yishem, although it's according to that interpretation, the father of Tamim was Shem, and it's obvious that Shem had already passed away, and even so, he told it to go to your father's house. So obviously, that refers to even after he's dead, and therefore, Amanash Latecha Beis Avicha would be considered an eternal bond, and therefore not a severance to be considered as a get. The next says month begins words of Rabbi Yisrael Glili Mikaris Creases. He knows it from instead of saying Karis, it says Creases. Phrase says again resolves that the Gemara had said that from there basically learns out that you need something that is severed between him and her. Phrase says Kashlari, it's difficult to three. Because the beginning version Megarish and the Gemara getting that the Gimel base comment the Gemara says Al Rabban under Lazar Ben Azariah regarding the Rabban who disagreed with Lazar Ben Azariah, which is regarding if someone divorces his wife and he says, you permit it to everyone except for that person. And she goes and marries someone else. And then she gets widowed or divorced from him, which she's allowed to go and get married to the one that's forbidden. And he holds that, no, she's not considered divorced because it says creases. And when he divorced her, it was besides a certain person. That's not a creases. Rabban do not hold the Gebelezer and Azariah. Rather, they disagree on Gebelezer for different reasons, but not because of creases. From creases, they expound that if someone tells a woman, this is your get, on condition you don't drink wine, you don't go to your father's house, so that's not going to be creases. Now, Blazer Ben Zari, he expounds from creases. That if someone tells her that you're permitted to everyone besides that person, that she's forbidden to that person from Kara's creases, that if he tells her on the condition that you don't go to your father's house, so she's not divorced. And the Gemara says over there, the Rabban learned out that from the Kara's creases, they don't expound Kara's creases. But basically, he asked Taisis, who bechal han Rabbanon? He's like those Rabbanon that don't expound Kara's creases. Because he doesn't disagree under Eliezer from the way your beloved Nazari says, rather from a different svar. Because where do we find that you're forbidden to one and permitted to another one? Rather, you're forbidden to everyone. And if you're permitted to everyone. Now, therefore, that's bothered. Here we see the Gemara basically expounds Kara's creases, only Rabbanan that don't. And that's what somebody can say is, no, the Hasam come in the Gemara, they were saying to Lidoshla, he drasha. All he's saying is that from Kara's creases, he does not expound that drasha. In other words, to say that if he tells her, don't go to your father's household, that she's not going to be divorced, and also that if you divorce her and say you permitted someone except for that person, that she's going to be forbidden. But not saying he doesn't expound at all. He does. In the context of Argamar, regarding that it has to be something that severs totally, he does expound. He just doesn't expound for everything, and therefore he wouldn't agree to him in that in the exposition of the Kara's creases regarding regarding the other interpretations of the halachas that you could learn from that. Let's say like you're divorced. Except for that person. Tenei says, Master begins with the Gemara, Paritz Ka'imen. If the breach is exactly like the clothes of Eir, Tenei says you could prove from it that Afshalat Tamsin, which it's a machlekes of Pam Ravun, and regarding the halacha of Paritz Ka'imen, that's the case they're disagreeing about. So it says, Tenei says, Mekam Ashim Pirit Tamsin, Afshalat Tamsin, that you could be precise, and you can know if something is exact, because if not, you'll never have the case of Paritz Ka'imen, because there is no such case, because you never know exact. But obviously here that you see you could from the fact that they disagree about the halachic status of it. The Parashat Elik we had previously explained, which was on the Avheim Abayz, the Maskel Masafik, that's obvious from here, that's something that's man-made, you could be Mitzamz, you could be precise. Now, however, Tei says, you cannot prove Efshel HaTamtzim, that would pegshem the Chulim, the Flamachez Mabayz, the Muki Kra, the Tachazim, the Gemara explains that the Pasig that talks about the birth of an ox or a lamb, that's going to be for 7 days, Tachazim, but from the 8th day on, you can start bringing it as a carbon. So what do you learn from Tachasimai, beneath its mother? Probably us, and that excludes, if let's say it was orphaned from its mother before that, then it's not fit to be brought as a carbon. Which, what does that mean? That Pirish Lamisav is that Pirish Lachai means to say when the animal is born, the mother died, and the child was born. So you learn from Tachasimai that's invalid to be brought as a carbon. Now, says Taisavim, E.F. Shalat Hamsim, now if you would think that you cannot be precise, Amayit Tzuch Lema'utei, why would you need a pasuk to exclude this case? Misveka Yisra'eser. Already from doubt, I would say this case would always be forbidden. Because maybe the mother died first and then gave birth, and it was actually then considered not as a vaginal birth, rather as a cesarean. And that's the case. There's no ain't a doctor. You cannot make that deek from over there to say that obviously after Thompson, Because the Shafkina Lakra, the Dachik, because we leave the Pasik that it's contrived, and you have to say, you could say, you could say that it's talking about that if Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come and tell us. In other words, maybe Yeshla Tzatzim. And the truth is, even without Tachasim, maybe we would say it's Aser because maybe it's Yeshu Daivim. But you'd still need the Pasik of Tachasim to say that Eliyahu HaNavi would come and tell us that it was exactly, and it was not a case of Caesarean. It'd be Aser because of Tachasim. And although that place says it's Daichik, but that's how you would explain the Pasik that was not arrived from Albany. Now, but Tei says v'yeshlevi, right? Which you could bring a proof that it's efshlat samson. The perik meim hamakashim. The gemara chul nav ayin anaf. Gabe boyog when the gemara the question of the halacha of amacharev. You go by limbs after the majority. We're talking about the b'chori behema. And the halacha is that until the majority of the animal didn't come out, you could cut off limb by limb and give it to the dogs because it wasn't sanctified conditions before until it comes out. So what was in doubt over there? Let's say that regarding limbs, you go up to the majority, which the mukhi the gemara explains what that's talking about. Let's say that half of it went out in the majority of the limb. In other words, if let's say, because of the majority of one limb, comes out that half the fetus already came out. And that is, do we say that because of the part of the limb that didn't come out yet, do we say that we go after the majority of the limb that did come out, and therefore that even that part of the limb that's still inside would be considered the part that went out, and therefore would be considered like the majority of the fetus already came out? Now, obviously, Tais says, you would see from there the Efshla Tamsin. Because the Efshla Tamsin, it cannot be precise. I can avoid it. What's the most question? The Mother Shach Tarim Gvur. Either you look it out, you would have to bury that fetus, Shema Yatsura, but maybe the majority already came out. And you cannot be precise to say half came out and that there's a minority inside. Obviously, that says from there you would see the Efshla Tamsin is precise, and therefore we could have that valid question. The next test must begin with the Gemara Rashi, Goris. Rashi has the Girso. Well, Efshla Tamsin. But you could be precise. Tais brings Rashi's girsa, and he finds difficulty and brings a different girsa of the Rach. Because the Gemara said, how could you say that the answer is Kishon Nechnas V'Yaitzei, but like Rashi's girsa says, Tais brings Vashel Tzamtzim, you can be precise. Tais explains, Pirish, what that means to say according to Rashi, Kiv Nechnas Tzamtzim, since you could be precise, so why are you saying that, oh, it's V'Yaitzei Nechnas, and that's your answer? Islam Lameimu Kamaisai Dafka Kama. We could say that, no, when it says that you left an amount of space, like it means precise, because you could be precise. Adam Rabbami says, no, you're right, Bamadav, you're right, it could be precise, but we're talking, it was a little bit more roomy, Kalem and Mustin Balait and Tamamish are talking about that, no, it's not precise. And here, when it says Kamaisa, like it doesn't mean exactly like it, means that it was a little bit more wiggle room, and therefore that's why you have more kosher than possible. And that's its interpretation, this interpretation is a wonder. Because the inter Sugis and Shas, this is not like a Sugi and Shas. The Bishani, Bamadav, because the Gemara is giving an answer, oh, that we left more room. But in the Chayish al Kreshas, really, the Gemara is not even concerning itself with the question. The Gemara's question was, you could be precise. So therefore, why are you saying Nechtes V'yetzeh? And you're saying, you're right, we could be, but it's not talking about them. But that's machking back with the question. But the question is, what do you mean? So why are you saying that Kamaisa means to say, that's Nechtes V'yetzeh? My question, another difficulty test is the Pirish. According to Rashi's approach, but the Rava, so the second answer the Gemara gives regarding Rava, that the Mahayin, the Sunni Chassi, therefore was, one direction, at least in the Arab, you put the kosher ones the other direction, and therefore, therefore there's more kosher schach. The problem is, the perikam in the sukkah, it's none. In the first perikam in the sukkah, of Tesla Mabes, there's a mishnah over there that says, someone makes the sukkah beneath the tree. So, if let's say there was more schach than the branches of the tree, or he cut off the branches, sure, it's going to be kosher. Now, Mukhala, because the Gemara explains, that's only kishachavtim. If you went and you lowered it down, Pirsha Kreshom, Rashi explains, meaning kishachirvin. If you went and mixed together, the ainikr, ezehu pasal ezeh kosher, you don't know, you don't recognize which is the pasal schach, which is the kosher schach. So you see that wherever you want to have that, even though majority of the kosher is going to be more than the non-kosher white type, but it has to be mixed together. So over here, even though you're saying that in Rabbah that there's more kosher schach than the pasal one, why is this so going to be kosher, but it's not mixed together according to the way Rashi interprets it? But moreover, another difficulty it says with Rashi is the deichiku damiroi. The reason why it's difficult according to Rashi is because damiroi maski alivu d'adam parts come to us. The way Rashi interprets the Gemara is talking about that they're both explaining that we're going like the interpretation that if the breach was exactly like that of the closed area, there would be usur, and that's where they come to explain why it's not really parts kaimed. It really is the oimed is a little bit more. But then the tais baba that because like kamal halacha, we don't actually rule like that. And that's difficult because it comes at both interpretations of these Amirom are going in a non-halachic interpretation. But Morbetesa says, the Gemara shortly doesn't ask. Kimuki nami, when it has a similar raya, Kimuki nami b'yitzav nechnes kabishiyar, when you have to go to Nizal for the other mandam. And you're saying regarding the encampment, that it's also someone that there was more wiggle room. How come the Gemara doesn't ask over there by Eshel Thompson, but you could be precise? According to Rashi, why doesn't the Gemara ask the same question over there? You could be precise, so why are you saying it's someone of a nechnes to say that it's precise? Morvite says there is actually even more difficult. The Gemara for sure could have asked the question over there because it wasn't like Lishmael Rabbi Kiracha. There you couldn't even say the answer, that, which is the second answer the Gemara brings over here. You couldn't even answer that over there. To say was Shasta, you make it Eir. Because that's only by Schach and not by walls. So because of all these questions, Teis disagrees with Rashi and he says, Venir Kigirsis. Rather, it seems like the Girsis of Ben Hananel, because actually his Girsis is actually the exact opposite. Not Baha Efshel Tzamtim like Rashi, the Girsis is actually Baha Efshel Tzamtim. But you cannot be precise. Meaning, she used to call Avra that you could close off the whole ear space. Meaning, you're saying that you're leaving the same amount, what's Kamaisa. The problem is, you cannot be precise to close up the whole area. So it comes out, now that it's going to be parts Kaimid, but then it comes out, you're not going to have more kosher than the ear space or the invalid schach. Oh, yeah, Philip Kamayu, and this is the main point. You're not even going to have the same amount, because you can't be precise. You're not going to have to fit in into that space the kosher schach. Ah, therefore, Parch L'Kuliyama, the question was going according to all interpretations. Whether you hold Parch Kamed as Mutter or even Aser, you still have to be concerned, according to both, that you're not going to be able to get even Parch Kamed. You're not going to, and therefore, even if you hold that that's going to be, that taste of difficulty was, that you see the Mandama, they're saying Aser, but we hold that as Mutter. Yeah, you hold Parch Kamed is going to, Mutter, it's still difficult, you're not even going to have Parch Kamed. Mashani Rabami, that's Rabami answers, Bamadav. We're leaving a little bit more space. Ah, Shabbatah, the Yistim Kol Avu, we're for sure you have to close up the whole ear space, and therefore you will have, let's say, parts kind of, then it's going to be kosher. But Rabbah, he says, no, even if it wasn't, that there was more room, if one was one direction, one would be going the crisscross the other direction. And that's the whole point, according to Ben Hanan's Gersa, then you have to close up the whole ear space. But just take some basic qualification. But don't explain in Rava that specifically only if you did one shasi do the other Arif, then a hani l'Rava, then it helps according to Rava that the schach is even kosher. Not like the first interpretation of when you left a little more space. And the reason why you would say according to Rava wouldn't work because the gods dimel l'yadiv, because we're concerned that maybe when you'd only leave space and we would still validate it. Because Taisa says, no, the Chol Savarim, Gersin, Perakam, and the Sukkah, and all the texts, we have the Gers in the first Perak and Sukkah, that there's Vavim and Beis, the Rabbah, he says, Afila Tema, that you could even say, B'she'en Amadav, when you didn't leave space. So we see that Rabbah's not coming to disagree with that, it's only coming to say that you don't have to say that it's that you left space, even if you didn't. Still, if one was Shasi, you could do that one area, but it's not that Rabbah disagrees, he would hold that also, like the first interpretation, that if you left space, that it would be valid. So Taisa brought the Gers of Rashi that says, V'eshla Tzamtzim, the Gemara's question, according to Rashi's Gersa, was, you could be precise. So therefore, according to the one of parts coming as Asa, since you could be precise, we shouldn't have said that's nechnas v'yaitze. We should say that it should be puzzle. The difficulty with that Gersa Tesis had, that's not the way the Gemara, and it comes out all shloi ali with the Hilchasa. So therefore, Tesis brought Rabbeinu Chanan's Gersa and says, the Gersa says, no, v'ha'iyah shlo tzamtzim. According to Rabbeinu Chanan, the Gemara's question was, according to both mandam, where the whole parts coming is muta Asa, since you cannot be precise, you're not going to close the whole ear, so then you're not even going to have parts coming, you're going to have more puzzle than or ear space than kosher schach. So why is it kosher? Now the Gemara answers, we're talking about the b'madas, and therefore you are going to have more room to be able to close up the whole area. And then it has explained that according to Rabbi, who says, if it was shasi, you'd make it Erev, not that he's disagreeing with Rabbi, rather he's coming to add on, as obvious from the Gemara and Sukkot of Tezvav on the base.